What's your name?
Elizabeth. And you're a
So should we
brother?
call you Lizzie?
No, definitely not Lizzie. You can call me L. You can call
I like that.
Awesome. And you're Robert?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You go by Robert?
Rob, Robert, never Bobby, never Bob, never Bobo, nothing like that.
I promise not to call you Bobo.
Please, if you are nice, you will never call me Bobo.
Pretty sure I will never call anyone Babo.
All right.
So life's a variety, huh? Is this yours, or are you just you picked it too?
That's just actually something that I typed in. Like what I'm doing, the direction I want to go is like I have a voice, you know what I mean? I have great personality is what I'm told. Just the way that I see life, I just think that I have a voice, an opinion, a way of seeing things that I think some people they see but they're afraid to say, you know what I'm saying? Or they don't acknowledge it as much as I do, you know what I'm saying? Because I go through a lot every day from just life, work, home, relationships, friends, family, you name it, going to work, traffic, just music, everything that I live through is something to speak on, you know what I mean? And it's just trying to get that out there and maybe do something big with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm into music. I have a lot of friends that do music, you know what I'm saying? So it's an outlet in so many different ways. And I also wanted to jump into like some comedy. And we starting this blog and everything. So it's just really just incorporating everything that I'm doing right now and just trying to keep it moving.
That's cool. Very cool. Okay. So what's one thing today that you would speak on? What's one event, I guess, that you would like to share your voice on?
I live in Cleveland, Ohio, first of all. So
Okay.
the
Hi,
weather right
Texas.
now is really crazy. Like we just went from like 45 degrees and now it's 83, supposed rain. So like that alone has been a lot of the conversation lately around here because we're all waiting for the weather to break. And that also plays into my job because I'm a cook. So the location that I'm at, if we're not hot, it doesn't really get busy. And if it's not busy, we're dead. You know what I'm saying? So that incorporates into my life. If I'm not making money,
Yeah.
it's not a good day.
No kidding. And I never would have thought of that. That makes
Yeah.
total sense. Well,
Yeah, I mean, like during what September, October last year, when we first opened up, I work in Margaritaville for one. When we first opened up last year, I think we did like maybe $1 million, 1.4, 14 million, something like that, like the first week. And then come September when the fall came and it started to get cold, it just really died down, and that just it tears everything apart in my life because if I don't make no money, I can't really do too much of anything.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, I tell you what, I'm in Texas, and if you were to work anywhere around here that has to do with margaritas, like it is always margarita time around here. So you would never have
Okay.
that issue, regardless of the weather.
Don't send me no invitation because I'm trying to get out of Cleveland so bad. So bad. Trying to get out of here right now. Man, if I go anywhere else besides here, I'd probably go. Like, I'm already thinking about going. I was looking at some houses in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I was looking in Colorado, but the cost of living is pretty high out there in California. But I want to end up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but we're going to see. We're going to see.
Is it the dry heat that you're attracted to?
No, it's just the fact that, when it's warmer in other places, there's more money to be had. Like around here, like I say, when it gets cold, it slows down a lot, and I need to be somewhere where I can function 365, not 7 months out of the year, 6 months out of the year, you know what I'm saying? Having to save up and then get another job when the wintertime comes just to stay balanced. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to go somewhere where I can actually make money and actually live somewhat of a comfortable life. I don't want to be rich by no means. I don't want that much responsibility, but I would like to be able to live comfortably. I would like to be able to take a vacation once a year. I would like to be able to go see the world here and there if I wanted to. You know what I mean? Things of that nature, nothing major.
Yeah, I'm not asking for much. Absolutely.
Just want to be comfortable. That's it.
Heck yeah.
That's it.
Heck yeah. That is the true American dream. I truly believe. Okay.
So what's going down in Texas? What goes on around there that's worth the variety of talking?
I mean, a lot goes on around here. I live in a suburb of Houston and one of those planned communities. So they're constantly doing stuff at the little parks that they have around here. And my son's an artist, so he participates in a lot of that ca type of stuff. So I'm always hearing about stuff like that. But I'm older, so I'm a little bit of an introvert at this point in my life. So I don't really do a lot 'cause it's just not my thing, I guess. But I do hear about all the stuff that goes on here. It is moving and a shaking around here.
Right.
Yeah, but
It's good. I mean, older doesn't necessarily mean anything bad. I mean, I'm about to be what, 34 this year. I didn't even think I would really see this much time in my life. So for me to get this far and be able to have the knowledge and wisdom that I've acquired from getting from where I was to now, you know, it's just like I like it. I can't wait to see how I think and how I look at the world in another 10 years, you know, with everything going on, politics, the world changing, wars, this and that, just
Yeah.
all the crazy stuff that we hear going on in the news every day is just, I'm really curious to see where we're going to end up in another 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm curious, but I am interested where we
I
end up.
mean, interest, I believe, is was a synonym of curiosity, I believe it is. So you right in the ballpark, you know, you just don't have this much interest because me, myself, I'm not ready for the world to blow up by no means, but
Amen.
I would like to know what's going to happen with my future. You know, that's always something that I'm interested in going forward, not backwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me ask you, what other topics on here have you picked?
Actually, right now I've been looking at I've been